From Washington, this is VOA News. Rescue efforts continue for almost 300 still missing in South Korean ferry boat disaster. Diplomats announce deal on Ukraine de-escalation. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. South Korean rescuers are fighting strong currents and murky waters in their search for 282 people missing after a ferry capsized off the country's southern coast. Coast Guard officials say 14 people are confirmed dead, though the death toll is expected to rise sharply. A total of 179 passengers have been rescued. It is unclear if anyone is alive inside the boat, which is almost completely submerged in water. Two salvage cranes are expected to arrive today to help lift the sunken vessel. Authorities have not established the cause of the disaster, but some survivors report hearing a loud impact noise before the vessel rolled onto its side and began to sink. The ferry departed from the port of Incheon Tuesday night for the island of Jeju, 100 kilometers off the southwest coast. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott says a robotic submarine scanning the Indian Ocean floor for the missing Malaysian jetliner will finish its current search within a week. Prime Minister Abbott told the Wall Street Journal if the so-called Bluefin 21 submarine does not find any wreckage by then, authorities will stop, regroup, and reconsider how to proceed. Jeffrey Thomas is the publisher, editor-in-chief of AirlinesRating.com.
This search could take between a couple of weeks and up to 2 months using the Bluefin 21. And we should also remember that it took us 2 years to find Air France 447. This is going to be, or could be, a long and painful process.
The Bluefin 21 has searched 90 square kilometers of the ocean bed so far. Top diplomats from Ukraine, Russia, the European Union, and the United States have agreed on a set of measures to ease mounting tensions in eastern Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, speaking Thursday in Geneva, said the measures include disarming pro-Russian militants occupying buildings in eastern Ukraine and the return of the buildings to their legitimate owners. Moscow says it has the right to protect Russian speakers in Ukraine. It accuses the new Ukrainian leadership of being anti-Russian and anti-Semitic and of threatening the rights of pro-Russians. The United States says it will look for any signs Russia is serious about de-escalating the tensions in Ukraine. White House spokesman Jay Carney says the U.S. is prepared to impose new sanctions on Russia if needed. Russia's President Vladimir Putin says he has a right to send troops into Ukraine, but hopes he doesn't have to do that. Mr. Putin spoke on a Russian TV call-in show Thursday to explain. Here's Michael Eccles.
Mr. Putin warned the Ukrainian authorities of the abyss they're heading into and urged dialogue. He also admitted for the first time that Russian forces had been active in Crimea, which was annexed by Moscow last month. Previously, he insisted that the camouflaged masked gunmen who took over Crimea were a local self-defense force. But Mr. Putin stopped short of saying Russian forces were currently operating in eastern Ukraine. It's nonsense, Mr. Putin said. There are no Russian troops or special forces in eastern Ukraine. He added that Kiev's use of armed force in the region is a serious crime. Michael Eccles for VOA News, Moscow.
NATO members are sending Navy ships to the Baltic Sea to increase the security of the alliance's Eastern European allies in response to the Ukraine crisis. Pakistan's prime minister is asking the military to help protect polio vaccination workers in the insurgency-plagued northwest. The request comes as a Taliban ban on vaccinations in 2012 and deadly attacks on anti-polio teams have prevented thousands of children from getting inoculated. Ayaz Ghul has details.
Militant attacks in recent months have killed or injured more than 30 vaccination workers and police officers escorting them. Pakistani Taliban leaders have banned immunization campaigns in North and South Waziristan districts that border Afghanistan. On Thursday, Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif for the first time asked the military to protect polio workers. Taliban extremists have blocked polio vaccination teams, accusing them of acting as American spies. The suspicions stem from a CIA-sponsored fake vaccination program that helped the U.S. military locate and kill Osama bin Laden in Pakistan in 2011. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
A measles outbreak sweeping through Vietnam is now blamed for 108 deaths, many of them children. Vietnam, though, has yet to declare the disease an epidemic. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. Details on these and other stories on our website on the internet at voanews.com.